98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in from the Russian prison service. Dissident Alexei Navalny, longtime Vladimir Putin critic, has died. Details coming in. Navalny had been serving time in a Russian prison in Siberia. The special counsel investigating Hunter Biden filing criminal charges against a former FBI informant alleging he was lying about business dealings between Biden and Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
Special counsel David Weiss charging Alexander Smirnov provided the FBI false derogatory information, claiming Burisma executives told him they'd hired Hunter Biden when his father was vice president to, quote, protect us through his dad from all sorts of problems. The FBI determining that was not true. The special counsel now saying the defendant's story to the FBI was a fabrication.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, a New York judge today issuing a verdict in the former president's civil fraud trial. The state seeking $370 million and a ban on Donald Trump from doing business in New York. This is ABC News. Bad news for would-be home buyers. Mortgage rates up. The average 30-year loan now 6.77%, its highest level in 10 weeks. Researchers have found a potentially harmful pesticide in some breakfast cereal and many people. Details from ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A nonprofit called the Environmental Working Group studied chloroquat. In the U.S., the chemical is only allowed on ornamental plants, but the EPA allows it to be used on imported oats and other food. The study found 90% of food items tested contained chloroquat, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios. And most Americans in a small group tested positive for it. Previous research on animals found the chemical can damage reproductive systems and disrupt fetal growth.
Basketball phenom Caitlin Clark making history last night, breaking the record for NCAA women's career scoring. Clark also setting a new single-game scoring record for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The senior point guard now has more than 3,500 career points, 49 of them from Thursday's action. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November campaign. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee, so we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has indicated he'd sign the bill. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Monday, February 19th, it's Prentice hosting Phillips for boys basketball. Join Jeff Hakenan as he brings you the whole thing right here on 98Q Country at 7 p.m. Then Tuesday, February 20th, it's tournament day. We've got Cadott hosting Schwamigan for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. And then it's Butternut hosting Mercer once again for girls and again at 7 p.m. this time on 98Q Country, brought to you by Jeff Hakenan. 98Q Country and 103.1 Jack FM, bringing you local sports.
Brewers spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened up spring training with about a dozen pitchers working out with catchers. A lot of new faces, but one to keep an eye on is Jacob Mizorowski out of Missouri. They call him the Miz. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. Mizorowski pitched last summer for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers before being called up by Carolina. He turns 22 in April. NBA. Despite numerous injuries and missing three starters, the Memphis Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss. Giannis had 35 points, but after the game, Doc Rivers said the Bucks' fundamentals are just off on defense.
We're playing decent defense until 5 seconds on the clock, and the guy with the ball puts the ball on the floor and drives it. Straight line. Our body positions were terrible. If a guy's quicker than you or you're quicker than him, if you're not square on the ball, you're going to get beat in this league. We got to be able to guard the ball. We got to be able to keep the ball under control.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
I'm lonely. Rose up when the wine is gone like a
want you. No, I just want.
stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever, but you there ride a shotgun. I'm a friend, it's a pride we're making plans, baby. Yeah, but we already got one. Riding roads, don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. It's 30 years making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you sigh.
classic Lone Star there. 98 Q Country. Amazed. It's 627. This is the coldest morning that we have seen, not in the entire winter, but definitely it's been a while since we've seen below zero. We've got some of you new outlying people that are lingering four or five below here this morning. Some of you may even be there in the city. Now, my computer shows five below, but there's contrasting reports. But it's just whatever it is. It's just colder out there than it's been, but it's not going to last long. We're not in for an extended cold snap here. We're going to see temperatures very quickly rebound later in the weekend and next week. Into the 30s and even up into the 40s. But for this morning, we're not used to this. We're wimped out, a wimpy winter, and we are, we're going to call it five below here at the studios here in Park Falls. On our way to 16 today, 25 tomorrow, 30s starting on Sunday, and even some 40s in the forecast next week. There is no precipitation really forecasted, nothing significant for at least another week. We are going to get you updated on what's going on all around our area. We had a lot of girls basketball teams wrapping up their regular seasons last night, getting ready for tournaments. We had tournament hockey action last night, and we will talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock news and sports. Right now, ABC and our Civic guys with our twice an hour update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in from the Russian prison service. Dissident Alexei Navalny, longtime Vladimir Putin critic, has died. Details coming in. Navalny had been serving time in a Russian prison in Siberia. The special counsel investigating Hunter Biden filing criminal charges against a former FBI informant alleging he was lying about business dealings between Biden and Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
Special counsel David Weiss charging Alexander Smirnov provided the FBI false derogatory information, claiming Burisma executives told him they'd hired Hunter Biden when his father was vice president to, quote, protect us through his dad from all sorts of problems. The FBI determining that was not true. The special counsel now saying the defendant's story to the FBI was a fabrication.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, a New York judge today issuing a verdict in the former president's civil fraud trial. The state seeking $370 million and a ban on Donald Trump from doing business in New York. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lost 10% of its farms and almost one-third of its milk and cheese processing plants in the last 5 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there are only about 6,200 farms milking cows in America's dairyland. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's a wake-up call. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slower service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 24th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, there will be an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Klaus Kretke. Cash prizes will be given for the largest fish caught in several categories. There will be hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in Memphis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss in Memphis. Giannis had 35 points, 12 assists, his 43rd double-double of the season. The Grizzlies have been plagued with injuries. 18 different starters this year, the most in the NBA. How did the Bucks perform? Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad until we needed to be. We gifted like five threes in a row where we were standing there. But listen, that was the least of our problems.
College hoops, number 4th ranked Marquette. On the road tomorrow against the UConn Huskies, the number one ranked team in the nation, the Badgers will try and snap a four-game losing streak when they play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. In women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 49 points in a 106-89 win over Michigan. Clark now the most points ever scored in a woman's college career, 3,569, surpassing Kelsey Plum. Caitlin Clark receiving congratulations from Billie Jean King, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aide training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did.
Thank God.
classics.
98 Q Country.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the chance. you showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us.
Bailey Zimmerman and Where It Ends at 98Q Country. We're sitting a few degrees below zero. Depends on where you are. We haven't had a chance very much this year to say this phrase because it's been so mild. But some of you who are hanging out in those low-lying areas, you know who you are. You low-lying people. several degrees below zero for you low-lying people. 3 below we show here in the city of Park Falls. Only going to warm up to 16 today. That wind is going to calm down a little bit. It was blowing around pretty good yesterday. 7 to 21. That's quite a range. So we're going to be seeing some wind gust at time today. Tomorrow looking at 25 with that wind still hanging around at about 10 to 30 miles an hour tomorrow. It's going to be another breezy day tomorrow. And that wind will die down a little bit on Sunday. We're going to be in the 30s and even 40s for next week. Definitely the coolest morning we've had in a while. We'll call it 3 below right here at the studios in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Discover Frazier's Mercantile, a timeless gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Rell's aisles brimming with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and durable outdoor workwear. This month, don't miss our special on Two River Ribeye Steaks. Bone in or trimmed for just $7.49 a pound. Pair them with succulent Golden King crab legs at $24.99 a pound. Also, indulge in sweetheart candy and jerky snack bags for only $1.49 per pound. Stop by to receive a complimentary bag of haunted ghost chips at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18. The wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Big hits. Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rain before the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Today, still a little bit breezy today and pretty much breezy through the weekend. Lots of sports to talk about. Tournament hockey last night. Most girls basketball teams wrapped up their regular season last night. We've got wrestling sectionals this weekend. So lots of local regional sports stuff to talk about. We'll do that coming up starting in the 7 o'clock hour. More snowballs being thrown today. I keep saying the odds are going to catch up with us and your chance of winning will get better, but I think we've 9 of our last 11 I think have lost. All right, eventually it will even out and we will get all of these wonderful $25 gift certificates out to you, our great listeners. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us into the weekend. Focus on the family for this Friday, the 16th of February 2024, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Parents want their teenagers to learn important life lessons. I know I do. But there's one area moms and dads usually overlook: marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Right now, a lot of you are probably thinking, what? Talk to my teenagers about marriage? Well, I'm just hoping to get them through the dating years. But stay with me, because conversations about marriage aren't something that should be ignored in the teen years. Marriage is an enormous commitment, and we parents generally do very little to prepare our children for it. And that's why I think it's best to weave healthy principles about marriage throughout a child's upbringing. Boys should be taught from a young age what it means to serve their wife, to honor her, and to treat her with dignity. Girls should learn the value of motherhood and how marriage can enhance her identity as a woman. Values like these have a positive impact on single young adults, which makes them better equipped to have a healthy dating life. And that means they'll be more likely to wait for the right relationship instead of jumping into the first thing that comes along. So don't wait until your kids are deeply entrenched in a romantic relationship before talking to them about marriage. Teach them throughout childhood how to have a healthy relationship so they'll be able to make good decisions when it counts. To help your kids' marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18. The wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
I love new country.
Why don't you save me the trouble? Come out and hear the sparks and see how far.
Country.